here at WBSM. Donald Mann joins us this morning as we talk about political slogans and how they influence the vote. Don, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Now, let's talk, first of all, a little bit about your background. You are a successful businessman, but also, is it a lay minister?
Absolutely. Part of what happened to me was that, of course, I was Lord got me back in the 70s, and I went into science, engineering, and production. And I was actually, what really became serious for me was I ended up being asked to turn around a plant that was failing. It was high technology. The science engineers were all locked in fear and denial and accusation. And this was a technical problem, so the only guys in the world who could fix it were these guys. And what I had to do was make sure I didn't trip them in any more fear. So I had to get out of fear myself because it was an impossible situation. So I turned to the Lord, and what I did is I put that technique that I used for myself to keep myself out of fear into the book called Okay, God, Now What?
I like that. Okay, God, now what? We'll talk more about that in a moment, but you and I talked the other day about political slogans and how they can influence the votes. We're just looking at Mitt Romney's slogan, Believe in America, with Barack Obama's slogan being Forward, just that one word, Forward. I thought we'd get your thoughts on those.
Okay, well, Forward is a, both of them are positive, by the way, and that's, you won't hear much of either one of those words during the electioneering process or the voting, or the political process, because political campaigns really run 90% negative and 5 or 10% positive. So both of them, while they're positive statements, what you're going to hear mostly going on is all kinds of things designed to tap into the existing fears of people so that they will vote out of fear and not out of positive affirmation.
Which is a shame, isn't it?
Well, it's not always a shame. It causes you to go into fear, just like I was talking about with that company. What I had to do was keep myself out of fear. I had to get them out of fear. And you know what? We did it. In 6 years, we went from zero, actually a loss, to $500 million in sales. What you need to do is to get people to be creative, to own the problems, decide how they're going to fix them, and move forward. And you can't do that when you're under fear.
So then why do the campaigns focus so much on the negativity and the fear?
Because it works.
But you took the other approach in business and made that work.
Well, the reason I did that was because that for me, I understood it was not about me, it was about the people. And it was about being able to get them. I didn't have any answers. You know, I was a scientist and engineer type, the technology that I was dealing with, the only guys on the planet who knew it were those guys. I had to get them to succeed. I had to give them hope and turn them around. And for me, that's the biggest difference in terms of what's going on, is how do you get people to be invested in the process of changing and shaping their own lives? And the greatest place to do that is from a strong self-identity in God.
We're talking to Donald Mann about, basically we're talking about fear and negativity in our lives. It is in so many places, but do we look to our political leaders to turn it around can we make changes?
Oh, we can absolutely make changes. There's no doubt about that, and people can work together. The problem is that you can't work together very well when you're in fear. You have to have a positive understanding of how to move forward. You see it in the pictures in the Midwest, for example, when they're having the floods, and they all put down their differences and start building a dike.
How do we get Washington to start doing that?
Okay, the way we do it to Washington, number one is we got to pray for our government. That's without a doubt. Number two is we got to talk to people and listen to people who encourage us and build us up to move forward and keep us out of fear. When you get into fear, your brain stops working. You start looking for ways to get out, and you're looking for a savior, someone to do it for you, and not for you to be part of the process. And the answer is always within yourself, what God's given you in talents and abilities.
So when fear enters into our decision-making, which I would assume pretty much every day, when fear enters into our decision-making, what's our first step? To recognize it and stop it?
Our first step is actually to replace it. In other words, you know, if you have a fear of anything, the way that you control the brain is, don't say, oh, I'm not going to think this fear, I'm not going to think that fear, I'm not going to think that fear. What you do is start putting your mind onto something positive and affirming. For example, I have a friend of mine who's afraid of flying in airplanes. So what he does when he gets in the airplane is start thinking about all the good things that the airplanes have done, all the people, and start caring about them. Actually prays for the people in the airplane, so he's no longer worried about himself. Pretty soon he's got a positive, strong, happy attitude, and you've got to replace your fears. You can't just resist them.
Now, you've got an offer for our listeners, right, where they can get a list of the top 10 slogans. Are those political slogans or just marketing slogans?
No, those are actually self-identity of slogans that are designed to build you firmly into God and into your self-identity you've been made. And you can use those to get you going in the process of right affirmation. So I have the offer. If you go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, sign up, and you can get the free list of top 10 affirmations to get the process of replacing the way that you're thinking. And if you're the 10th responder, you can get a free copy of my book, Okay, God, Now What?
Okay, so it's the website again is okgodnowwhat.com, and you'll get a free list of the top 10 slogans. And if you're the 10th person to sign in, you'll get a free copy of the book.
Absolutely. That's just to get people started to help them, because at the end of the day, it's the person between your ears you have to worry about first.
Yeah. Got to get fear out of your life. Don, thanks so much for being with us, and we hope people log on to the website today.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Pete. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate it.
All right.